I know a lot of us have been waiting and watching for the rapture for so many years, and a lot of us are tired, and some might even be weary. There are so many that are watching that have been sounding so many false alarms every day for years, crying wolf, saying that the rapture is soon, that it's soon, and they've been wrong countless times for years. And this is causing so many brothers and sisters to lose hope, to get disappointed year after year, after every single failed attempt and date comes and goes, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It gets tiring and it gets old fast. And as Albert Einstein once said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The truth is, the rapture is soon, but how soon is soon? I believe that a decade is soon, and to God, 2,000 years is soon. But to most folks, soon means today or tomorrow, and the rapture surely isn't going to happen by then. However, I do understand their frustration. I too am tired of waiting. I too want the rapture to happen as soon as possible, of course, because I know to be with the Lord is far better than being in this wicked and fallen world. But while we are in this world, we are to shine the light of Christ, and we have work to do. There are so many lost souls, and there are so many people that have rejected the gospel of Christ and that are in need of the Savior. They need to repent from their unbelief and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ so that they might be saved. Oftentimes, I know that we have the tendency to be selfish and we just want the rapture to happen now. But the longer it takes for the rapture to happen, the more souls will be won to Christ. And I know that we all know people, whether it be family, friends, co-workers, that are not saved. And right now, we have time to try to get them saved and to be praying for their salvation daily and pointing them to Christ as often as possible. The truth is, the rapture is not imminent. It cannot happen at any minute, like many pre-tribbers have been deceived into believing. There are things that must happen first. For instance, the great falling away from the faith must happen first, and that man of sin must be revealed. And he will be revealed when they place an idol of the man of sin in the temple of God, and that man of sin blasphemes God and declares himself to be God and sits in the temple of God. That would be a great abomination that would trigger the wrath from God. And when we see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then we're going to know that the abomination of desolation is near. These are the key signs to be watching for. And when we see these things come to pass, this is the time to sound the alarm, to blow the trumpet in Zion. The time to look up, for our redemption is near. And all these signs are biblical. They're based on scripture. But all these pre-trib watchmen, they never talk about any of these signs. And that is because they have all been deceived into believing that there are no signs to the rapture. This is the imminent pre-trib position, that the rapture is signless and can happen at any minute. And this is false doctrine straight from the Left Behind series. This is why they have been wrong countless times, because they don't know what sign to look for. Because according to their doctrine, there is no sign. They also don't understand that Jacob's trouble only lasts for 3.5 years. They all think that it lasts 7 years. So there is a great deception going on, and many have been deceived into believing lies. But all I can say is to continue to wait patiently for the rapture. I know that this world is getting more wicked by the day. I see all of the wicked agendas being pushed by the wicked powers that be. But the Lord told us that we would have tribulation in this world, but we are to be of good cheer, for our Lord Jesus Christ has overcome this world, and we have the victory in Christ. And we know how this story ends. We win in the end. So just keep your eyes on Christ, stay focused on His Word, and remember to always try to point others to Christ while we are still here waiting for our Lord's return. Because the truth is that the rapture is still years away. How many years? It could be anywhere from, I would say, 3 to 10 years away max. So don't give up hope. I know that many watchmen have been deceiving the masses for years on out about the rapture, crying wolf all the time, and it gets old again. It gets tiring to fall into that deception, and it just leads to heartache. So don't believe them. You'll only set yourself up for disappointment and heartache. Know the signs to watch for, and that day is not going to overtake you as a thief. The problem with the pre-trib camp is, again, they don't know the signs to look for. Therefore, they're always sounding false alarms. They make up unbiblical signs all of the time. The only sign in the heavens that we are to watch for is when the sun is going to turn black and the stars are going to fall to the earth and the moon is going to turn to blood. This is the sign of the Son of Man, and this is the sign that with 100% certainty, the Lord is about to appear from heaven, and the great day of His wrath is about to begin. This is the sixth seal rapture sign. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, and that life is in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, that died for our sins, and He was buried, and He rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. Jesus is the Lamb of God that is without blemish, meaning that He never sinned. He's the Holy One of God, and He died so that we sinners can live. And His name is the name that is above all names. And there is only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see, all the sins of the world were placed upon Jesus Christ on the cross, and His righteous blood was shed for all of us sinners. So if you believe this good news, that your sin debt has been paid for in full by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, and that He rose again on the third day, then you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of our redemption, and that is when Jesus Christ returns on the clouds to rapture us, His elect, to be with Him forever. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.